Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have, or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year, that's just $50 total, at monarch.com with code AUDIO. That's monarch.com, promo code AUDIO.
Come on!
Strong, the powerful Erwan and Alicia Devon are here on Lifeblood Lifestyle. Welcome, Erwan and Alicia.
Hi, great to be here.
Hey.
Super excited to have you. Erwan and Alicia are the founders of the Erwan Devon Teaching. They have taught over 12,000 singles and couples how to have exceptional romantic relationships over the past 25 years. Again, excited to have y'all on. Tell us a little bit about your personal lives, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
I do what we do because I needed to. My family of origin, a lot of difficulty. Parents got divorced, immigrated from France. It was intense. And I got into psychoanalysis at 15 years old, studied psychology, did every self-help workshop I possibly could, came out to California. Eventually was teaching for the world's largest transformational organization and personal development. Took a look that romance really was what turned me on. I was actually at a place after all that where I could actually have a relationship. And God, now that was 25 years ago. And that's, you know, this is all I've ever done. And I did it because I sort of fell into it because I needed to do it.
Well, and for me, I do what we do because it makes life super exciting. I had like the opposite childhood and upbringing as Erwan. My family was and still is super stable, which is really wonderful. I mean, I remember sitting on the grass hill outside of my elementary school, and every single day at the exact right time, my mom's Volvo, sea green Volvo, would pull up to pick me up. So stable, so wonderful. But then when I was a young adult, I kind of started wondering, like, is this all there is? And wanted something more exciting and fun. And luckily, I met Erwan right around then. I was finishing my master's degree in psychology. So it was a perfect time to jump into something like this.
Wonderful. So we find ourselves, hopefully, knock on wood, coming out of the pandemic. But gosh, only knows how that's actually going to shake out. How are you, is how you're thinking about your work different today than it was 2 years ago?
It is, because a lot of it's online. Mm. You know, it actually has worked out really well. You know, we've been the go-to place in the Bay Area for all things romantic for the last 10, 15 years. And now, you know, we have students in Germany and Japan, and Australia is really big for some reason. So it's definitely changed in that regard. For a long time, the thing that's really, I think, maybe differentiated us from, say, talk therapy or marriage and family counseling is a couple of things. First thing is that our aim is really to take people to the fun. Like, I like to have fun, and Alicia really likes to have fun. So, you know, we help people sort out problems, maybe problems getting into relationships or sustaining them or that kind of thing. But mostly we're really about, how do you have an awesome relationship that's turned on and dynamic and intimate, and there's time for each other and you're doing fun stuff. You know, we just went out to Golden Gate Park yesterday to a big party. You know, I'm 51 years old, you know, Alicia's 43, and you know, we're still out there. Kind of getting wild. But the thing that I would say differentiates the work is that having an awesome relationship, the psychological parts really got to be dealt with, the relationship blueprint, so to speak, the you know, what's inherited from childhood, but also the lifestyle design, the habits, how time is spent has to be addressed. Intimacy has to be addressed. Sex has to be addressed. Most people, you know, sex is great in the beginning of the relationship, but then peters off. So we get into, you know, how do you have orgasm? How do you extend orgasm? What are daily practices you can do? So there's a very wide breadth. We even have our students meditate. We have them do body practice and meditation and sensual practices, as well as the more sort of traditional psychology.
That certainly makes sense. And I imagine, like anything worth doing, if you are really serious about having a great relationship, it's not going to come easy. You're going to have to dig in and roll up your sleeves and, for lack of a better term, do the work on yourself and then probably work with your partner. And the reason I ask about how your work has changed is I imagine that there's probably never been a bigger need for it, as we are so stressed out and now probably more confined together. And even though we're together, that's probably potentially sometimes pulling us more apart. So.
Yes, that is exactly what we found. And in the case of couples, yes, finding themselves at home, working from home, a lot of people with kids and that kind of thing, there was less distraction from already, you know, challenges in the relationship. When we can go out and do anything we want anytime, or one or both people's commuting, you know, hours day to day, you can kind of avoid stuff in relationship, either things that you want more of or issues. So we found that many, many couples really enjoyed the opportunity to focus on their relationship and either sort out issues or get more in contact and have more of a fun, sensual relationship together with all that time and opportunity.
And then singles is about 70% of the people we work with. And in some sense, the pandemic has hit them even harder because people can end up really isolated. You know, they can end up really sort of separate. And it's, you know, one tip, I'll give a sort of a tip early for singles, which is there can be a lot of isolation, but technology, if you use it really well, you actually can use it to connect with people almost in a spiritual sense. You know, yeah, it's over a screen, but in a sense, you can really kind of be with each other. But you can also use it as a way to find safe ways to connect, maybe 6 feet apart, or in some parts of the nation, things are more open, or however that goes. Everybody's got different views about all that. But we got really into training singles in how to safely meet people over this last year.
You know, I consider myself to be very fortunate that I am happily married and have a family. To put myself in the shoes of, or just myself, if I was 25 years old again and going through this, that would be very, very, very difficult. And so I certainly appreciate that being able to help people to navigate this as a single person is immensely valuable. And I imagine the answer to this question is probably going to be, it depends. So I should just ask it. Is it better to work on and master, if it's possible to master some of these skills on your own before you enter a relationship?
Well, I mean, of course the answer is it depends, because if you're in a relationship, that's the situation you're in,
yeah.
You know, so you start where you are. And we work with singles, sometimes a single person will hear about our work on a podcast or somewhere online, or a friend tells them about it and they're like, well, you know, should I wait and take one of your classes until I'm in a relationship? And we always say, no, start now, because there's so many skills that you can gain and knowledge about yourself. And then you're a much better catch. I mean, there's this one guy, he's in our weekly online coaching course called Mastery of Relationship. I'll call him Dennis. This is not his real name, but Dennis. And he is like super single. And he actually, throughout the course of working with us as a single guy, got his like room and his background and his lighting, and like he became the coolest Zoom date ever. You know, he went from like, we could not, literally could not see his face. We're like, where are you? I can't even see you on the screen. To like cool lights behind him and a big painting on his wall. And he just looked fabulous. And then he's been going on a bunch of dates.
Because he's a very real person, but he needed to be kind of jazzed up and sexied up. some people are more really jazzy and they've got that down, but they, you know, they need to bring a little bit more substance. But back to your question, George, you know, I agree with Alicia. You know, the time to work on that stuff is now, because that stuff is so important. If you're single, it gives you the advantage of getting it together and getting into a relationship and having that be the sort of the precedent of the relationship, kind of starting it in a good way. If you're in a relationship, you have the advantage of, you know, there's a lot of stuff that gets triggered for people in relationships. So you have a lot to work with, and you don't have to find somebody. There's some things that you have to be in relationship for them to, you know, issues to actually come out.
How do you counsel people who, as odds are, people are listening to this podcast, both spouses or couples or whatever, partners are not listening together? How do you counsel people that just let's pretend that I'm the person who listened to the show and I'm like, oh, you know what? My wife and I could probably really benefit from this. How do I bring it up to her?
That's a really good question. So I recommend bringing it up. So that's the first thing. Definitely want to say something about it. And the big tip is start with something positive. Okay, so rather than saying a complaint or, oh, something's wrong here, say something like, I love you. I love our relationship. I want us to be even closer. I heard about this thing. You know, I heard about this couple, and they work with other couples, and I would love to do something like this together. I'd love to enhance our communication or for us to have even more intimacy and so forth.
Alicia's way better at that than I am, and it makes all the laughing because, like, it's real. Like, she's way, way, way better at that than I am, and it makes all the difference. You know, it really makes all the difference because, you know, if you say to somebody, "Hey, I love you, and I want to be closer to you," and I notice that, you know, we're having a challenge here, they're much more likely to, you know, to hear that and, you know, and be positively responsive to it. You know, in my own defense, so to speak, you know, we practice extended orgasm, so I'm forgiven many things.
Fair enough.
You rock my world actually every day.
Okay, good enough. So that gives you a little bit of grace there, Erwan. Excellent. All right. Nice. So, yeah, I appreciate that. Just get to begin. So, but then being able to do it tactfully, and I think that's a really good tool, is to make sure that you're bringing it up in the context of being very complimentary and the relationship's so great. And I think that I listened to a podcast today. I think that there are even next levels, or I think that it sounds like there's even areas that we could get better at. So I appreciate that very much. When I guess I'm sort of thinking, because I know that if there's problems, that they're never going to go away on their own for the most part. And just trying and getting started, I have to imagine that people probably try the program and some go all the way through and some just do pieces of it. How does that work?
You know, it's good that you're bringing up that level of problem, George, because, you know, there are some issues. Maybe it's a psychological issue or a physical issue or some kind of limitation. The cornerstone of all of our programs, whether it's Mastery of Relationship or the Pleasure, Mastery of Relationship is a weekly ongoing class. The Pleasure Course is a weekend seminar, now mostly online, although we just did one for elders that was live in person about a month ago. But sometimes it's individual coaching. But whatever the program, the cornerstone or the foundation of all of our work is presence or being awake or consciousness. And, you know, for lack of a better way of saying it, it's kind of a spiritual approach, if you will. Maybe somebody's Buddhist or they're Christian or they're, you know, agnostic or whatever. But everybody would kind of agree that we're conscious, and there's something about really getting in contact with consciousness, with being. You know, I'm from New York. I like kind of plain and simple ways of describing it: life, being alive. Like, you know, we recommend our students meditate every day, and what that allows for, to kind of bottom line it, is it allows a person to have space for it all. even the irreconcilable issues or the unresolvable issues. A person just has space for it all, or the limitations or whatever. So it's kind of like tapping into the source of happiness, not so much trying to get it from the relationship, but really tapping into the source of happiness in a larger sense and bringing that to the relationship. And then the relationship is kind of tapped into the main line, if you will, and really tends to move from there. So, you know, people who kind of take it on at that depth, those are the people who succeed the most in our programs. And, we have a set of practices that, you know, I mentioned them already: meditation, sensual practice, body practice, psychological inquiry. Maybe I didn't mention them. But, you know, we have our students do them every day, and that's what makes a difference.
Appreciate that. How important is actually scheduling some of these activities?
It's everything. It's super important because as human beings, Erwan and me included, we're kind of sloppy, you know? We just kind of go through our days and we do whatever. And scheduling in, making time and space for the relationship, for the practices that Erwan was just sharing about, is everything. We do it.
Yeah, Alicia's right. We get pulled in so many directions, and things that are really important get left behind. You know, relationship is really important. Romance is really important. Being present is really important. And we're often kind of just bouncing around as human beings doing whatever we're pulled to do. And even though there's all this great technological know-how, a lot of it is being used in kind of a distracting way. Sometimes people are sort of pulled away from themselves. So scheduling and lifestyle design is everything. You know, one of the things we tell people is, you know, it's very expensive to have a relationship life that doesn't work. You know, maybe one is single and, you know, that's very costly to the heart. Or, you know, divorce in a, you know, like my parents were divorced, that's extremely expensive to the pocketbook and the heart. You know, so, you know, the costs of not having one's day, I want to say it in a strong way, not having one's day, one's schedule subordinate to one's deepest commitments, the cost to that are very severe.
Yeah, I think that's really well said right there. People probably do get wrapped up. It's true of everything. We're like, well, that's really expensive. College is really expensive. Therapy is really expensive. Training is really expensive. Well, the opposite is more often than not way more expensive. So I appreciate that. Where Erwan and Alicia, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
You know, do those practices. You know, the one we emphasize the most is meditation, and then after that, psychological inquiry, just investigating, how am I feeling? Where am I at now? Sensual practice is extremely important. Even if you're single, we have a set of practices like that. And body practice, most people are more familiar with that, whether they're doing it or not. Exercise, but not just to be healthy, but to really be in one's body. So there's, I kind of cheated, George, and I put four tips in there. I'm even going to add a fifth, which is get support. If you like us, if we ring your bell, contact us. And, you know, so I have all kinds of support, and it's made all the difference in my life.
My tip is very similar, which, and if we relate it to relationships, schedule time in for your relationship. Literally put it in your calendar. If you're in a relationship, have date night, have regular sensual practice scheduled in. If you're single, schedule in times to either, you know, go on the dating app or go to a speed dating event or whatever. It really makes a difference to do that.
Yeah, schedule in time to learn.
Well, I think that those are both great. They definitely get a come on.
Come on.
Erwan and Alicia, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
So for those of you that are listening and you're interested in learning more about working with us, we recommend a free love life consultation with me. So what this is a conversation. It could be over the phone. It could be over Zoom, which I recommend. And we'll get personal, and you can share with me about your romantic life, your sexual life, be it challenges or goals or places you want to get even better. And I will lay out our different programs, and I will make a recommendation as to what would be the best support for you. So they're available to anybody listening that's interested in learning more about working with us. And I'll also include a free video of the 5 keys to a successful relationship for anybody that sets up the consultation. So the way to do that is to text our school. The phone number is 415-308-9580. That's 415-308-9580. And then we also have a link that you can click to set up this consultation with which, George, I will make sure that you have to put in the show notes. And our website is pleasurecourse.com.
Perfect. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Erwan and Alicia your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Text 415-308-9580 to set up the free Love Life consultation with Alicia. Also, you can click that in the notes of the show. And also, finally, it's pleasurecourse.com, Alicia.
Yes.
Perfect. Excellent. Well, thank you again, Erwan and Alicia.
Thank you, George. Thanks for having us on. It's really, really fun. Really good to talk to you.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Excellent. And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, as we are all in this together.